This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. President Donald Trump explained how a revamped plan to pull U.S. troops out of Syria would work now that he's agreed to leave some troops there.
We can leave a small force along with others in the force, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be, so that it doesn't start up again. And I'm okay. It's a very small, tiny fraction of the people we have.
In December, Mr. Trump, anticipating the defeat of IS in Syria, made a surprise announcement that all U.S. forces, roughly 2,000, will be out of Syria by the end of this April. In doing so, he confounded many of America's European allies and angered some of his own allies in Washington. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies, as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations for two more days. Speaking through an interpreter, China's top trade negotiator, Liu said that we believe that this is very likely that it will happen, and we hope that ultimately we will have a deal. Liu has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. A U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirmed that talks have been extended through Sunday. President Trump appeared to back away from his threat to more than double tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods if no deal is achieved by March 1st. At least one civilian has died in Venezuela and several more were injured in a confrontation with security forces near the national border with Brazil. Reports say that the incident Friday took place and involved members of the indigenous community. Local Mayor Emilio Gonzalez told the Associated Press that members of an ethnic group clashed with Venezuelan National Guard and the Army as security forces moved tanks to the border with Brazil. Gonzalez said the troops fired rubber bullets and tear gas at civilians. This is VOA News. Word that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. Speculation is rife over what Mueller will conclude in his report and whether he will implicate President Donald Trump in criminal conduct or will he exonerate him in a probe the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt. Another hotly debated question is, will the report be made public or will Americans and the rest of the world be kept in the dark about details of an investigation that has cast a shadow over the Trump presidency? Mueller could submit his report to Attorney General William Barr in the coming days, according to several unconfirmed reports. U.S. Ambassador Michelle Sisson expressed support Friday for Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, who has been the focus of 2 weeks of national protests calling for his resignation. Asked if the United States was prepared to help mediate multi-party talks to try to resolve the country's political crisis, the ambassador said the burden falls on Haitians themselves to resolve their problems. House Democrats will move quickly to challenge President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border in order to shift billions of dollars from defense to construction of a southern border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California told reporters lawmakers will vote Tuesday on a resolution that would attempt to reverse the president's move. Pelosi explains that the Constitution very specifically explains how Congress has that authority.
And the very first words at the end of the following the preamble are Article 1, the legislative branch, the first branch of government, the text of which spells out our responsibilities, one of them the power of the purse, which the president is trying to usurp.
President Trump told reporters late Friday that he 100% would veto the measure if it passed both chambers of Congress. He added, though, he did not think the resolution would pass because there are too many smart people who want border security. Nigeria's president says polling stations will be safe Saturday when the country holds national elections after a one-week delay. In a nationally televised address Friday, President Muhammadu Buhari said the security has been mobilized across the country for the polls and pledged that the people will be able to vote without intimidation or fear. One person says he's expecting everyone who has a right to vote to cast.
This is his right, and nobody will stop you from electing somebody you think is more comfortable to you.
And earlier this week, Buhari urged the military to be ruthless with anyone who tries to interfere in the voting process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.